Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. Nagaland's largest river, Doyang, faces pollution from accumulating trash. BJP retains power in Arunachal Pradesh Assembly while Sikkim Krantikara Morcha makes clean sweep in Sikkim. Prime Minister Narendra Modi commends Election Commission of India for their exemplary efforts in ensuring a smooth and fair electoral process. And Prime Minister Modi holds review meeting on the aftermath of Cyclone Nirmal. Now the news in detail. Nagaland's largest river Doyang is currently facing pollution from accumulating trash. Reacting to the viral video which shows waste buildup, Ari Village Chairman Liponthang Lotha highlighted the annual influx of plastic, shoes, bottles and mud from Kohima every year from June to July, creating dangerous quicksand zones. He said that two deer recently died in the quicksand and local fishermen struggled as pollution devastates fish populations and the ecosystem. Lotha called for immediate government intervention. Biodiversity Management Committee Chairman Pang T.P. Thungchomo Shidyo noted that monsoon seasons worsen the issue with downstream rays endangering human and marine life. He said pollution has submerged at least 10 boats and destroyed many fishing nets, severely impacting the local economy. Shidyo urged proper waste disposal and called on the government to establish recycling plants at the Doyang Dam. The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, has returned to power in Arunachal Pradesh, while the ruling Sikkim Krantikari Morcha, SKM, has secured another term in Sikkim. Counting of votes for elections in the two northeastern assembly states was held today. Polling for the 60 seats in Arunachal Pradesh and for 32 seats in Sikkim was held on 19th of April, simultaneously with the first phase of Lok Sabha elections. In Arunachal Pradesh, BJP had already secured victory in 10 seats unopposed in the state assembly polls. Prominent faces among them are Chief Minister Pema Khandu and Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Main. In the results declared today, for the remaining 50 seats, BJP has bagged 36, National People's Party 5, Nationalist Congress Party and Independents 3 each, People's Party of Arunachal 2, while Indian National Congress clinched 1 seat. In Sikkim, out of the results declared for all 32 seats, Sikkim Krantikari Morcha SKM has won 31 seats. The Sikkim Democratic Front SDF managed to bag only 1 seat. Incumbent State Chief Minister and SKM President Prem Singh Tamang has won from both Ronok and Soren Chakung constituencies. The terms of the two assemblies in the northeastern states ended today. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipul Rio has congratulated Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh Pema Khandu on the comprehensive victory in the Arunachal Assembly election. Rio also congratulated the Sikkim Krantikari Morcha on the landslide victory in the Sikkim Assembly election under the leadership of Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has commended the Election Commission of India, ECI, for their exemplary efforts in ensuring a smooth and fair electoral process. In a social media post, Modi said their dedication and meticulous planning have been crucial in upholding the integrity of Indian democracy, allowing citizens across the nation to vote with confidence and security. He said that the country's electoral process is something every believer in democratic values takes inspiration from. Modi also expressed his gratitude to the country's outstanding security forces for their unwavering vigilance during the entire elections. He said their efforts have ensured a safe and secure environment, enabling people to take part in the polling process with ease. He added that their service to the nation is deeply appreciated by each one of us. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Nagaland Police has cautioned the general public to stay alert on the digital arrest fraud. The police said fraud calls are being made in the name of police to the public, wherein the caller accuses the individual of being involved in a crime that an individual is not aware of. The police added, the caller will say that he or she is arrested digitally. Nagaland police termed this as fraud and asked the citizen to disconnect such calls immediately and inform the police by calling 112. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired a meeting to review the aftermath of the cyclone Rimal in New Delhi. The Prime Minister was briefed about the impact of the cyclone on the affected states. The loss of human lives and damage to houses and properties due to landslide and floods in Mizoram, Assam, Manipur, Meghalaya and Tripura were also discussed. In the meeting, Modi said that the government will continue to extend full support to the affected states. He also instructed the Ministry of Home Affairs to monitor the situation and review the matter regularly to extend necessary assistance for restoration. The State Foundation Day of Telangana was celebrated at Raj Bhavan, Kohima today. Speaking on the occasion, Nagaland Governor Laganesan congratulated the people of Telangana on the special day and said that this is the second year of observance of this important day, reflecting the dedication to the Ek Bharat Shreshth Bharat initiative, which beautifully embodies unity and diversity within the nation. He said that Telangana, with its rich history, vibrant culture and remarkable progress, has significantly contributed to our country. He said Telangana's journey from its formation to its notable achievements tells a story of strength, determination and cultural richness. The governor said that songs and dances performed by people of Telangana living in Nagaland highlight the state's rich heritage and vibrant spirit, reminding us of the diverse traditions, languages and customs that coexist in our nation. The celebration was marked with the presence of the people of Telangana from Kohima and Dimapur, and highlights of the program were Telugu cultural song and folk dances by Mohan Rao, Hemalatha and group and Bhumika and group. A total of 50 assistant commandants, including 6 women who successfully completed their 57-week long training, took part in the passing out parade at the National Industrial Security Academy, NISA, the premier training institution of the Central Industrial Security Force, CISF, yesterday in Hyderabad. Additional Director, General Airport Sector, CISF, Praveer Ranjan, reviewed the parade and appreciated the efforts of the 36th batch of assistant commandants. Speaking on the occasion, Ranjan highlighted the current security scenario of the nation and how one's hard work, dedication, integrity and sincerity can act as pillars in strengthening the professional fabric of the young officers passing out of the academy. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Nagaland's largest river Doyang faces pollution from accumulating trash. BJP retains power in Arunachal Pradesh Assembly, while Sikkim Krantikari Morcha makes clean sweep in Sikkim. Prime Minister Modi commends Election Commission of India for their exemplary efforts in ensuring a smooth and fair electoral process. And Prime Minister Modi holds review meeting on the aftermath of Cyclone Rimal. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.